You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Soybean farmers are right there on the front line of this brewing trade war. China is America's biggest soybean customer to the tune of $14 billion last year, and Michigan is a major soybean producer. Here with us now is Kathy Maurer with the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee. Kathy, these tariffs are still a threat, and there is time for Beijing and Washington to sit down and negotiate. How are Michigan soybean farmers feeling right now?
Farmers are always optimistic. We are still at the negotiation table. We are hoping to avoid the trade war. Right now, it's just words, and we're hoping to negotiate that we can have a better trade partnership than what's been talked about right now with the tariffs.
So as we have this time, because yes, these tariffs are still just a threat, these mutual tariffs, there's time for Beijing and Washington to negotiate. What do you want to see come out of that?
So we'd like to see that perhaps the tariffs could be really rethought about, especially when it comes to soybeans. It would be devastating to our heartland and our rural communities. You know, when we talk about some of these bigger issues, sometimes we forget how it trickles down to the American people and agriculture and our communities, and just to be able to get that information there. There is a 30-day period now on which people can respond, and our legislators will be listening.
I know soybean futures dropped nearly 40 cents a bushel in early trading yesterday. A Michigan Farm Bureau was telling us America's soybean farmers lost more than $1.7 billion in value to their crop just in morning trading yesterday on the threat of this 25% tariff. How have things gone since then?
The prices have come back a little bit. With the markets, though, if you watch them, they're very volatile. They ebb and flow with every U.S. Day crop report. They ebb and flow with weather patterns across the globe. This isn't anything new for farmers, and we know that. And so we kind of continue to do what we do best, and farmers will continue to grow the best crop that they can.
And just buckle in and ride out these fluctuations?
Right. When it comes to agriculture and the global markets, we have to look at the end game. We have to look at the long term and not necessarily what happened today or yesterday. And so to be able to keep cool heads and know that we have good groups working with us, the American Soybean Association is in Washington, the U.S. Soy Export Council is boots on the ground in all the different countries, working at keeping our markets open and working through those trade restrictions.
We've been hearing since all of this news broke Wednesday, we've been hearing from the ag community, especially in the Midwest, that things were already precarious, that this could not come at a worse time. Do Michigan soybean farmers feel that way?
Certainly. Farm income has gone down 50% over the last 5 years. That's always a challenge when your inputs are going up and equipment's going up and fuel's going up, but your income's going down. Fortunately, you know, farmers are used to working with that and will continue to persevere, thank goodness, because we all need to eat. So farming is not going to go away. And how can we better protect our growers and their exports?
If these tariffs do happen, what kind of ripple effect might we see? First, well, the effect on the farmers, but then rippling out into Michigan's economy.
Just in Michigan alone, soybeans put $1.76 billion into the Michigan economy and 14,000 jobs. The ripple effect, it isn't just for the soybean industry. Our largest customer is the animal industry, so poultry and pork, and those are big exporters to China, too. So when a chicken leg goes, soybeans are going with it. And so we would be hit on both sides in the whole bean market as well as in the animal feed market because the animal feeds wouldn't be leaving the country either. You know, with agriculture, when one industry kind of goes down, another industry can go up. So feed prices would go down so that your animal industry would get cheaper feeds. However, would they be able to sell their end product? Because they depend on exports also.
And I've got to imagine you're casting a wary eye on the foreign companies that would be real happy to step in and take Michigan's place, sending their soybeans to China.
Absolutely. And that's where our partner, the U.S. Soy Export Council, is in, because they do have boots on the ground. They are aware of the different soy products that are coming in from around the globe and why they're coming in so that we can help address some of those issues. Any company, whether you're selling widgets or automobiles or agriculture, you don't want to lose any of your market shares because it's really hard to get it back once it's been lost. We have to fight every day to keep the market shares and try to grow them.
Kathy Maurer is with the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee. Kathy, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.